juxtapose, to compare and contrast two concepts while on the roam in Jacksonville, Florida.
You're caught in a mix. Welcome to Juxtapose, presented by Mix Theory Studios.
This show is called Juxtapose. We're here to ask you, are you a native?
First coast of the new world where distant travelers first roam, to the bold city of the south where only locals considered it home. As we enter the new shift, new people travel at will to migrate to a place they call home, Jacksonville.
This show is called Jacksonville.
Hello, I'm Josh.
And I'm Keisha.
And we'll be
your host to the city.
Welcome to Juxtapose, Jacksonville's roaming podcast, brought to you by Mix Theory Studios. Juxtapose is here to bring the past, present, and future of Jacksonville to life through the voices and stories of those who call the city home. Jacksonville has seen a steady population increase for some years that has only been amplified by the COVID-19 pandemic. And our goal is to compare the experiences of those who are native versus those who have transplanted here from far and not so far away places. Jacksonville has been seeing a population increase for decades. Between April 2010 and July 2019, Jacksonville has seen a 10.9% increase in population growth. In 2020, many people moved to Jacksonville during the COVID-19 pandemic, giving an opportunity for economic growth and development. With many employees who had once worked in offices now able to work anywhere with a laptop and Wi-Fi, employees are no longer tied down to their employer's physical locations. A study from Upwork estimates over 26% of Americans will have worked remotely in 2021, providing more people with the opportunity to work and live according to their own lifestyle. Even more the reason Jacksonville is the place to live.
For me, I'm a college student at UNF, originally from Orlando, Florida, and I chose to study in Jacksonville because it's a perfect distance between my hometown and the beach.
And for me, I came all the way from Oklahoma to visit the beautiful beaches and to be closer to my sisters.
The city definitely has its allure. Only a quick 20-25 minute drive from the city center are there a variety of spots where anybody can plant their umbrella in the sand. You can bicycle from Atlantic, Neptune Beach, over the St. Johns County line to Ponte Vedra in just about 25 minutes. Of course, that's according to Google Maps, but I think it's going to take plenty longer if you stop at any of the beloved Jacks Beach bars or restaurants along the way.
With local favorites like Maple Street Biscuit Company and Southern Grounds open daily in Jacks Beaches, or even Metro Diner that serves breakfast all day, Jacksonville is home to hundreds of great restaurants. You can learn about these options and more at restaurantclicks.com.
Jacks Beach is just over the ditch, and home to many free community festivals throughout the year. As a matter of fact, Jacksonville Beach was the location where Mix Theory Studios held its first pop-up studio last summer.
I appreciate you coming to Jacksonville because it's transplants like you that helped grow this city. So it seems like a lot more people are coming down right now.
Yeah, 100%. I think this has grown so much since I've gotten here. And we got out of town centers fast as possible. So if you are a transplant and you are moving to Jacksonville, don't go to town center.
That's a local tip right there.
You want to live either downtown or the beach. Just save yourself the hassle.
Yep. Find your way to the beach.
Moving to a new city can be challenging, particularly if you don't know anybody.
Since I've been here, I've been able to have a lot of fun. Visiting the Riverside area in Five Points, there's a lot of things to do, places to eat, a lot of bars. Also, going shopping in the town center, that's fun too. Another thing, it was easy for me to find job opportunities. But the main thing I like to do is go out to the beach and just meditate and thank God for life.
Amen.
So Josh, how's your experience been since you've been to Jacksonville?
It's been great. When I moved here, it was pretty challenging. I moved fall 2020, you know, kind of during the peak of COVID. And my school was on lockdown. All my classes were online. So I didn't really have a whole lot of opportunity to make friends and meet people through my classes or through school because they weren't hosting any events like that. Spring came around. I made a lot of friends and a lot of great opportunities to get involved on campus through clubs and different organizations as well. Ever since then, my experience has been nothing but positive, especially the ability to meet a lot of new people.
Among friendship, Jacksonville has plenty of opportunity for anyone to make themselves at home.
I mean, Riverside.
Riverside's up and coming.
Is really cool. I mean, the people there, the restaurants, number one, and the commute to everywhere. It's everything's right there, central.
As Jake and Taylor mentioned, Riverside, a Jacksonville neighborhood that's on the west side of the St. Johns River, that's currently seeing lots of redevelopment near its main restaurant and shopping district. Just last year, the city approved rezoning of four buildings on Riverside Ave to create two restaurants and two housing units.
That sounds great.
New developments are a welcome addition. Considering the shift in the current workplace dynamic, the Great Resignation is in full effect, with 42 million Americans who left their jobs in 2019. According to the Work Institute's 2020 retention report, should this trend continue, more than 1 in 3 workers will voluntarily quit by 2030. So what does this mean for Jacksonville? Opportunity. These trends typically amplify already existing migration patterns, and with Jacksonville seeing a population increase higher than the national average, even more transplants are moving to the city. Constant population growth plus new development equals Jacksonville's the place to be. Whether you're an entrepreneur, business owner, or potential employee, new opportunities are on the horizon.
Check out the next episode of Jaxtapose, where we talk with Kim Law, a longstanding resident of Jacksonville and a transplant from Tallahassee, Florida.
We'll dive more into why Jacksonville is considered the largest city by landmass and what commercial developments may be on our city's horizon.
Be on the lookout for Jaxtapose, an MTS original made by Jacksonville for Jacksonville. The first episodes will be available to listen to anywhere you get your podcast and on MTS Jax FM, launching Tuesday, February 22nd.
What's your story? Is Jacksonville your home? Or have you been drawn to Duval for the possibilities unknown? As a native or a transplant, what does River City mean to you? Maybe you'll catch us next time to share your local view.
Jaxtapose is an MTS original podcast, sponsored by Mixed Theory Studios.
We want to thank Jake Stinson and Taylor Feltner for participating in our interviews this past summer.
And our production team, Dante Belton, Vince Locke, Lakeisha Willis, and Joshua Cuellar.
And last but not least, our original music created by our in-house producers, Punchboy and DJ PM, with DJ Cap on the mic.
Check out our transcripts for sources and statistics from this episode.